All right.
All right.
I think we're recording. Perfect. So I'm here sitting with the one and only, the creator of all creators. Yeah, Jeff. Hello, hello.
Hello.
What's going on, man? How's life been since you hit famedom?
Yeah, it's the fans are like parking outside of my house. It's very hard to get.
No, that's great. How's it going actually though? I know it's been a little while since we spoke, but ever since we spoke, everything changed, right? I was actually just looking back at the TabConf keynote where we announced the NBD efforts, and then in that slide there's a point to Noster, and this was before everyone knew about Noster and how cool it was, and I was like, oh, I should make a tweet about that or something. But how's it been? Because it's been what, 3 weeks since all of this started?
I think it's 2 weeks. I don't know. I actually everything broke when Jack started promoting things. I was just sitting in my home and doing Noster stuff. I spent like a bunch of people spent November outside Twitter only using Noster. A bunch of people, I mean like 5 people. And I was used to using the Alfama client that was a Noster client, but then it broke, like everything broke. All the clients started to suck. No one was able to handle all the massive influx of people. I didn't expect that much. Even when I saw Jack promoting it, I didn't expect so many people to come. And now I can't even use Noster anymore because all the clients are sucky. Like they are broken. Except Deimos. It's a little sad that everybody's using Deimos and associating it with Noster itself, but I guess it's good that Deimos at least works. But
Why?
there are yeah.
Why do you say that? Why you're saying that people are associating Deimos with it because there's many other clients and it's an open network, so they shouldn't associate themselves like the whole network with one client, is what you're saying.
Yeah, a bunch of people just install Deimos and say, "Oh, I'm using Noster." They don't have the.
Right.
They
How
don't. They
is that different than in Bitcoin, though? They say, "Oh, I have Bitcoin," but really, you have Coinbase account.
no, I think it's. No, yeah, it would be. I have Bitcoin and I'm using
Coinbase.
whatever, Electrum. No, just.
Yeah, I guess. But so then talk to me about that because I've been using Astro Ninja for a while. And then, of course, I've used them as I've also used
Astro Ninja.
the. I've used Alfheim. I've used all of the clients, right? And they all have their little quirks and so on.
Yeah, they're all bad.
But you don't think they are ready, or like that's an interesting point that I like to mention to people sometimes because they all get really excited about Noster now and they ask me about it, and I say it's not really there, right? It's not ready. We're not.
Yeah.
So,
People
what's
shouldn't
your
be using it. People should be building stuff, but not actually using. And I feel sad when people say, "Oh, like some high profile account or some famous person says, oh, I'm going to experiment Noster." But if they experiment Noster, they're going to get a very suboptimal experience. So it would be bad for the network. I think the idea should be sold more than the actual product still.
So how do we, yeah, so it's more that it's not ready for prime time because there's a lot that's still going on in development of the protocol, right?
No, more on the yeah, also.
Yeah, I mean we're discussing like what is that, like NIP 26 or something, event delegation or key delegation or whatever that is. That hasn't been done, right? It's all kind of like theoretical.
Yeah, there are some experiments, but
Right.
no, yeah. The
So what's
one thing that I
this
see that
client?
is missing more. Oh, sorry, go on.
No, I think we're saying the exact same thing. I'm asking what's missing from the clients, and you started answering it.
Well, one thing that I that I miss is like that the clients are, they are very dumb today. Like they just connect to a bunch of relays and they assume they will get everything from these relays. And for now, they are getting everything from these relays because the relays are, they're all syncing all the posts. I don't know if all the relays, but most. They're syncing everything between them all. But that's not scalable. That's not the how the network was supposed to work. The way it was supposed to work was, at least in my mind, it would be like something like the client who would connect to relay A and fetch posts from some users from that relay, and then connect to relay B and fetch posts from some users from that relay B, and also with some fallback, like some the same user could be in multiple relays and so on. But so I think, yeah, that's the thing that is I'm most worried about. And but so, also, even by assuming everything to be in the same relay, still the clients are hanging. Like they don't work. Sometimes they just hang a lot for a long time until they can display something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My experience has been similar. Sometimes clients are really fast. And like I make a post and immediately someone has answered it, right, or has commented on it, or et cetera. But sometimes really, you know, I don't know if it's a specific relay. I do know that whenever I stop connecting to like 15 relays, I connect to, let's say I connect to like 4 relays, that tends to work better, but I'm not sure if that has any impact because I'm not into the code of the clients themselves. So how do you see that? Because I've been, you know, a couple of people have voiced the quote unquote ideal Nostr setup for someone that wants to own, you know, their identity and wants to own their data. And so people were saying like, oh, I should have my own Nostr relay that I host and I push every single event to, but then I also push some events to major, you know, bigger relays out in the network. Is that how you see that working? I'm not sure that makes total sense to me.
Well, I think if you want to host your own stuff, you could. I see people hosting their own stuff, but in my ideal vision, it would be something like a backup, or like if someone kicks me out and deletes all my things, I still have them on my own relay. So, and that integrates easily with the clients I use. So I just publish to there and just keep things stored there in case I want to republish later. But you have some other like relays that you use to publish, but you don't publish, like people are like they want to publish to all the relays so everybody can see them or something like that. But I don't like that. I like that that's not scalable. But the people could still, like, if they want to. In the design, the idea was that you could be banned by other relays. Like if you're, no one likes you and you're banned from other relays, and then you can host your own. And then all the clients would connect to your relay and to fetch your posts. So that's one thing that should work. But it wouldn't work today because the clients don't know how to connect to a single relay that only has posts from one person and only fetch stuff from that person from that relay.
So, got it. And so in a perfect world, the clients are very smart clients, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Extremely smart. And they define which relays to connect to, and they're told instructions by other relays or by other events that they should connect to this other relay to get that information about this pub key and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah, something like that. And there's things on the protocol side that help with that I think are enough to get the clients to be that smart. But yeah, I think it's not very far away. We're not very far away from that.
Nice. So something else that's been questioned a lot is the whole, you know, private key situation, let's call it that happened with, what was it, Enigma? where there was a leakage or something, and the private keys that were created prior to that, you know, to when that vulnerability was exposed, basically they were exposed, and so those private keys are no longer safe. But in general, what I'm trying to get into is, how do you see this whole thing around private key management evolving? Because, you know, there is no future in which everyone needs to write down an NSEC or an NPUB, private and public key pair, and keep that running somehow and have that access. I know there's browser extensions coming out now with support for signing and things like that. But how do you envision or what's the ideal path for the notion of like owning and holding your Nuster private key moving forward? Is it like Bitcoin-esque with signing devices and stuff, or how do you see it?
Yeah, I think you're saying like that there's no future in which people will do that.
Well, I'm saying if people have to write down this mega, you know, here's an NSEC.
we can make it a mnemonic seed.
Right, we could do something like that, right? Is that how you see that progressing? Like we're going to go to...
Yep. I see it happening, like people writing these things and they having a safe place that signs stuff for them, like either a browser extension or some program running on their computer or some small device that they keep at home that signs stuff automatically for them. But yeah, the majority of users are not going to use these things, but I think the majority of users are okay with having their keys stolen, probably. Like, if you don't have anyone that follows you, like if you're not a personality that's being attacked or censored, like if you don't have a million followers that Twitter can kick you, remove from you, like if you're only reading stuff or talking to your close friends or close circle of friends or five friends or whatever, it's not very bad if you lose your private key. You can just make another one and tell your friends and so on. But for people that have an audience and people that may be targeted and censored, I think these would have to run some specialized thing. It could be just a browser extension that keeps their key safe. Their key safe. Yeah, there are other ideas. Like one idea, for example, since we use the Schnorr public key, whatever thing, we could do multi-sig. We could have like a service that your key is actually a multi-sig of two keys, and you have one, and a service has the other side. And I don't know. And then if you lose yours, the service didn't lose your. Yeah, you get an idea. But there are some things that can be tried.
Nice. I love the. I was going to ask about multi-sig as well. Because then you can basically have a situation where you have a provider as somewhat of a helpful, you know, third party to hold, you know, the ability to like safeguard your ID or your private key or something like that.
Yeah, you could do stuff that people have been doing with Bitcoin keys too.
Right.
With like you log in to something, your client, you log into a client and the client stores your, encrypts your key, saves it to Google Drive, and saves the encrypted key, like the key to decrypt that they save on their own server. And if you lose your backup of the key, you can log in, and they do an email confirmation, and then they help you decrypt your key that is stored on Google Drive, something like that. Yeah.
Sick. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, it's just something that's been asked a bunch. It's like, well, this is great, and I can see the future, but this whole holding private keys thing is complicated. And I said, well, welcome to Bitcoin. welcome to owning your money. You know, welcome to being the bearer of your, like, to holding your assets and your things. But we do, you know, in general, it needs to be a bit more friendly than, you know, maintaining some hash or something or a pub key in your
One thing that people I heard a lot is the revocation stuff, rotation. I saw a guy say, oh, because by law you're forced to do a key rotation every 30 months in some place. I don't care about this law, just ignore that law. But fuck that. But
yeah,
but they push that Ion thing that you supposedly right. you can rotate your keys, but on Bitcoin we can't rotate keys. If you lose the key, you lose the money. But yeah, we can rotate if you send a transaction and send to another key. But if you lose the key you have while the money is there, you still lose the money. And right. and they're like, oh, I heard one guy, one of these researchers of cryptography, whatever, that does shitcoin stuff. He was saying, oh, we've learned that using the same key for a long time is not very good. So I'm very worried about these protocols that say you should use the same key. But even in Bitcoin addresses, we migrate the keys, but we have the one seed that from that seed you can derive all the keys, and that seed is something you have to keep safe. But okay, if the problem is like using the same key that never changes, well, we have the Lightning nodes that have been running for 5 years, and they all have one key that never changes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, and the keys are identity. Yeah.
Yeah, they are the same. Wow. Okay. I have a couple very specific questions. I think walk me through the whole Jack interaction, and then what has, I know you just dispersed some of the funds. So what was that like, and why did you choose those folks and those projects? Or like what, I don't even know what was funded. I know there was an Android client that's been in the works, but like what was that all about?
Oh, first I gave half of the funds to William from Deimos. So he can decide what to do, because the mental burden on me was very big. So I thought, oh, I'm going to split this. Nice. And yeah, I think he has been one of the most enthusiastic people about Nasser. So I figured out he would do a good thing with that. And then I gave, yeah, I don't remember who it was, like four people that had made some very good things in very small time. And I thought I would incentivize them to keep doing stuff. I don't know yet how will this work, but I wrote a bunch of ideas, but I don't know if I can follow my own ideas and have a plan and so on. So I think I'll just figure out.
Well, walk through that idea, because your idea was around, you put a Google Doc out explaining, what was it? What did you call it? Micro grants? No, you not micro.
Yeah. I think I said I used that word. But the idea was, I had that idea when I saw those grants from that foundation. I forgot the name. That they gave the grants to
HRF.
Yeah, that one. They gave some grants, some bounties, projects that didn't qualify for the bounties, and because no one was trying to accomplish the goals, so they just chose some projects that were like they were similar enough, and they gave the grant. So I thought would be a better idea to like just say in more generic terms what kinds of things I want to see, and then see if someone does something on these lines, and maybe someone is looking for ideas of what to do, and they find something that is close to the goals that I set, and then they nudge themselves into making something. But it's not a job, like it's not, I'm not giving a task and promising the payments. So they still have to do because they wanted to do, not because they're being paid to do. And then I give that money, but I don't think it's very hard.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do
that. It's notoriously hard to fund open source development, right? So it's interesting to try something new, at least. I think there's some merit to that. So you're intending doing like how many of these micro grants, or you don't know? It's kind of been going on
I don't know. I wrote there 40 micro grants, and then some other bigger grants with conditions. Like, oh, you did that, but if you if you complete these and add these things I want, then I'll give you more, something like that. But I don't know if that second part is good, because I don't want to direct people to do stuff. Right. Because then it becomes a job. Yeah.
Yeah, then they want to check with you, yeah, whether you're pursuing the right things. Yeah. What has been the most exciting development ever since this whole thing started? I understand relays have crashed left and right. I understand. I run two relays, and in the beginning when it first started, there were bugs on the relay implementations, right? So I had an issue where Docker was, you know, creating like gigs and gigs and gigs of random temporary data.
How was that? You told me you didn't explain. I just
wiped it. There, it was like poorly configured Docker compose YAML files that were like saving temporary. It was just like very messed up, right? So I think in general implementations have definitely tightened things a little bit now that a bunch of people are running relays. If you go to Nosser.watch, I think there used to be, what, like 35 relays or something like that, and then now there's over 150 or something.
I found that so weird that everybody wants to run relays.
Well, it's because, imagine, man, there's a bunch of people who believe in the purpose and the mission and like the vision, which is very similar in some ways to the vision of Bitcoin, right? And the fact that you created it, and like the fact that Jack was the one that tried to bring it to more mainstream people with his following and so on. So it's very much the same people with the same values. And there's a bunch of developers and tech savvy people out there that want to help. So the second they saw the protocol, they're like, how can I help? And then they run a relay. A lot of people are not even sure what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they're running.
Yeah, I imagine that's what they think, they want to help.
So how can they help? If running the relay is like, okay, you can run the relay, but it's not the same as running a Bitcoin node. It's very different. So like running the relay doesn't truly, you know, help the network.
Yeah, I think it would be good to have like five big relays, like five beefy relays handling all the traffic. For now, until we can get to a point where relays are more decentralized and more niche, and like the clients can connect to more specialized relays or a relay just for some people, etc. But for now, it would be good to have some beefy relays handling everything instead of 1,100 relays that have very, very varying availability.
The first question there is like you're saying five relays, so implying like a 20% coefficient of like, you know, decentralization, right, whatever you want to call it. So if one of those goes down, you're still able to publish events to any of the other four. Is five like a number you just kind of came up with, or is it arbitrary? Or okay, so
I just came up with.
Okay, so you're saying that it's in the meantime, the goal should be to have relays that are beefy enough to handle the load and the growth of the network, and a few number of them, because clients are not yet smart enough and the network is not yet big enough for there to be niche relays and specific relays for specific things. And so in the meantime, all the clients are connecting to the same relays anyways. So we should do that. So if people aren't helping by running a relay, how can they help? Because I know folks out there are, whether you're a developer, but you have some time or no time, or you're a designer, or I don't know, you're a person that wants to help, you see merit in it. How do you help if it's not by running a relay?
Good question. I don't know. Maybe by improving. If you have no time, it's hard to help, right?
Well,
you can talk about it. Well, yeah, maybe running a relay is like just sending a signal. Like if people say, oh, see that there are a lot of relays, they say, oh, this thing is getting traction or whatever. It helps in that sense, I think. But I think writing about it the things that I think are most important are writing code and fixing the clients, making the clients better, making a new client or making a niche relay and forcing clients to accept that and adapt to the fact that niche relays must exist. But more like fixing stuff or making new use cases. There are people that are making use cases that I don't like these people that like to hack. Oh, I'm going to hack something that isn't made, isn't ideal to do, but I will do it because I'm a very good hacker. So
a guy
made a file system on Noster.
Jesus.
So you can like list files, create files, read files. And this is not sustainable. It wouldn't work if the network was mature enough, I think. Like you can't, there was another people that did a file storage, like basically file storage. The guy was splitting files in multiple events and saving everything, like just using the relays as free storage. That's not helping.
So how do the relays combat that? Is it just on like whitelisting, like allow listing and blacklisting or block listing, and then like rate limiting and things like that? Or because there's no relays don't necessarily know the contents of the of everything in the events, right?
Yeah, then in my view, there are some people that think that they can combat stuff by doing normal anti-spam practice, blocking IPs and blocking private keys that are bad. And delete, yeah, you can just delete a bunch of stuff. If people, for some reason, put a bunch of garbage in your relay, you can delete. But in my view, the most scalable way is like relays that are whitelisted for some people. You require some kind of registration. You have to put your email there or pass a reCAPTCHA to create an account on the relay. So your pub key is allowed to publish on that. Then it's easy to, if you do bad stuff, the relay can just block your public key. Or you can pay, like require payment to post or payment to make an account or something like that. That's how I see it working. And yeah.
So the five big relays that you were just talking about, your view is that those are public free relays for a while.
Yeah, for now, yeah.
For now. And then in the near term or medium term, the majority or you know, for the health of the network, we will organically move towards a, you know, pay to play kind of thing where in order to publish posts or events, you need to pay to a relay, right?
Yeah. You have to prevent Sybil attacks or, yeah. But for now, there are a bunch of people that like, it's odd that many people were criticizing the protocol before this latest. Well, crazy. They are saying, oh, there's no incentive to run relays. And then there are 100 relays of people dedicating machines to host stuff for free. It's very.
So there's 155 relays running right now. Yeah.
So this is crazy. There are more relays than people.
Yeah. So then like my question here is like, how do you feel about the fact that there's 147,000 pub keys, over a million events, and most of it happened in the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I didn't know these numbers. I'm not following.
Did you know you have 1,800 followers on Noster?
No, I did not. I thought I had 26 followers. No, I think this is the number of people that I follow.
Yeah, you probably follow 26. Yeah.
Where are you reading the? Is there a service that aggregates stuff?
I love how you don't know these things. Noster.io/stats. He's like, wait,
I'll check that.
Someone put this for my protocol? How does that work? Yeah. So I mean, I imagine this is just picking from one of the relays, right? Data set. So. What's the most exciting thing that you think someone can build with Noster right now? Because everyone's been trying to build Twitter-esque feeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to highlight this because maybe people listening to this won't know. Noster is not a social media protocol. Like that's not necessarily what it is. It is simply a way for individuals to sign events and publish them to a public relay sphere, whatever you want to call it. So you can build Twitter-esque interfaces, but you can also build anything. You could build a chat interface. You could build a bunch of stuff. What in your view is like, the current craze is around the Twitter replacement, but what else can be built with it? It's like, what's in your mind? Like, oh man, this is perfect. Why is no one doing this?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think? Give me some time to think.
Well, I go back to your comment, you know, Fyodorov and I have been doing stuff on LNURL side for a while and then Lightning addresses. So one thing that you come back to all the time is your, you know, initial ambitions for LNURL pay was that people would put QR codes on like street vending, you know, vendors on the street and just put a QR code for each product and people would scan those and
yeah.
And that never truly like lived up to it. LNURL Pay became a mechanism for Lightning Address to be born, right? Like everyone yeah. knows it now because of Lightning Address. So, you know, what in your view, like you created this protocol, you had an idea in mind. I know you're a fan of like the old school RSS feeds and IRCs and stuff, but like what exactly do you want out of this? Is it a...
Well, I created it with the social networking stuff in mind. But then I realized it could be used for other things. Yeah, it's mostly social stuff because it's made for broadcasting public data. It's not very good for private transmission of data. So I think forums like Reddit stuff. One use case that could maybe capture attention of people is the GitHub style stuff, like a place you can send patches to code, maybe host code. I don't know exactly how that would be, but and send patches and comment on patches, open issues for open source projects, stuff like that, and replace GitHub. I think GitHub is a major centralized thing that should be escaped off. And yeah, but I have more niche use cases in my mind. Oh, there's marketplace stuff. Marketplaces for everything, like from physical goods that maybe you want to sell, or to digital goods that you... Yeah, physical goods, digital goods, or services like the joint market stuff. There's the Join Markets has a marketplace for people that want to do coin join. So they announce their offers via IRC, for example. They could be doing that over Noster. And there's the DLC stuff that also needed a place to announce their things. And yeah, all these small use cases, I think they all fit very well.
Nice.
When I had that website at Clinium, I don't know if you remember that.
Of course, I remember Clinium.
Yeah, Ilya and Saul, they made a auctions thing that they were auctioning. Like it was a general purpose auction service that they were auctioning goods like old notes from the Weimar Republic, stuff like that, and then the thing just shut down. And I think there could be something like that too. A place for yeah. auctioning stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the marketplace ideas are really cool. It's hard to envision it 100%, but I think it's really great. I think we need to, you know, put pen to paper. But I think you made a tweet about this, which was you were saying like Telegram style, like public facing Telegram, you know, channels and stuff is great. Example, I think yeah. Reddit style is great because it's all public anyways.
Oh yeah, I said Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia. I was gonna say that was another one you mentioned. And you were like Wikipedia is gonna be the Trojan horse or the killer app. Why do you think that is?
I don't know if I think that, but Wikipedia is a very nice idea that Richard Bondi had. I think the idea he had was different, but I adapted it to my mind. It's just you have an article like the way to bootstrap that would be to create a relay that just bridges. You take all the encyclopedias from the internet and then you put all them in this relay and people connect to this relay. They can browse. So if there's an article on Yeah, there are many Wikipedias. Like, there's one Wikipedia in English, one in Portuguese, and one in each language. So you already have, and it, like, there are encyclopedias specialized in some stuff. And the articles overlap with the global Wikipedia. So you already have this thing that you want to know about banana. If you go to Wikipedia, you get some generic description of banana. But if you go to an encyclopedia that's just for biologists, these things don't exist. So just an example. You go to an encyclopedia that's just for biologists, you get a different look at the banana. But you could also have like someone that disagrees with the information there. They can fork that article and publish their own with just some modification, or maybe just one article that is just one data that they have. And then you can browse through that and you see all the stuff about bananas from everybody, but that doesn't scale true. So you'd have to rely on some form of filtering, either by some, like, you just filter from your friends or what your friends liked or people that you trust liked. Maybe not that easy to make, but just a way to bridge the encyclopedias that exist on us already is a good start. And yeah, I think there's a movement of people that are being like, they dislike Wikipedia. They say Wikipedia censors. I don't know exactly how that is happening, but I agree that may be happening. So having an alternative, yeah.
Wikipedia, GitHub, and Telegram and Twitter are the things that we keep naming, right? Those are the spaces, and I guess Reddit too.
One thing that I like that is also a very niche use case that will probably go nowhere is you can put a Nostr query thing in a spreadsheet, and then your spreadsheet fetches events from the network. Like, you can get data from one place inside your spreadsheet using Nostr, and you can also get like a live view or something. So all these Internet of Things stuff that people they publish, whatever temperature of some place. I don't know how these things work, but I've seen people doing stuff.
Right. So they publish the sensor activity.
Yeah, they publish the sensor activity, and then you consume that from a spreadsheet or from somewhere else. Like, I think Nostr is a very good place to publish these things, especially if you have a relay that likes to relay this kind of information and keep it for a while, but not keep everything. And I don't know.
Yeah, and then at that point, whether you're self-hosting yourself that infrastructure at home or, you know, or wherever it is, office or whatnot, or you're using a provider that is the relay, right? They could run a private relay, so your data remains for 60 days, and then your data gets, you know, deleted or something. That's very, very interesting use
case. There's another use case that I forgot that William had. The idea for is like internal communication for companies. If you have like a internal chat or internal social network style, probably not in the Twitter style, but something where people from the company can post and it's closed to the external world, you can have a relay that is internal to the company and you publish company stuff to there. But you can use like, I'm imagining that it would be nice to use the same app that you use to talk to. Maybe that's not the best thing, but the app would have to be tailored to that use case. But you would use the same app to talk to friends and external people and to talk internally in the company. And then it's just plug and play. And
yeah, you're just pointing to a different relay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's almost like having an internal... I mean, the large FANG companies and other companies also have this, right? There's a public Facebook, and then Facebook has an internal like social network.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Twitter has the same, and Google has the same. Like, it's not necessarily a clone of Twitter, but then internal, and it's not necessarily a clone of Facebook and internal. I've never worked at those corporations, so I wouldn't know because I don't have access to it. But it's a known thing. Like, I have colleagues who have it. So there's an internal like Facebook social network scene that like you can see who works at Facebook and you can talk to them and you can follow them and so on. But then it would be maintaining the same interface, whether it's your internal company things, whether it's your public, you know, version. Which is cool as well.
There's that Stack Overflow thing that we have at Zebedee.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yeah, Stack Overflow. That's also another one. They have Stack Overflow teams. So there's a bunch of stuff, right?
Okay.
People can build any sorts of things. Jeff, I have one question that I think is like maybe to close it out. It's like if you had a magic wand and you could do one thing, just like make it a reality, whether it's completing a new client or you know, fixing this in all implementations or solving this NIP problem or whatever. Like if you're trying to make the network grow or Nostr become more of a thing, and you could wave a magic wand and have one thing done, like what is that thing?
Where did you learn to make these questions? Since when this became an interview with questions?
It wasn't supposed to be an interview. I'm just like, these are questions I have. It's like if you could, because I'm extremely busy and I want to help, right? And I'm helping in many ways, in various ways, indirectly and directly. But I feel like people come to me sometimes as developers and they're like, I want to help. But then they just run a relay and that doesn't really help. And we just went through a bunch of ideas, but those are big things, right? It's not a small thing to go out and try and build a Wikipedia over Nostr. That takes a long time. It's pretty big. So like if you could wave a magic wand and you could fix something or you could introduce something, what is that something so that like folks like myself or others could do? Is it learning material? Because I wrote a how to run a Nostr relay blog post, right? Is that helpful? Is that what you would want done? Or is there anything else that you think should merit more focus?
Yeah, maybe a very... You're asking me if I like a giant thing and I'm going to answer a very basic thing, but maybe that. Yeah, that's a good idea. Nice website with everything explained, documentation and purposes. And that looks good and attracts people. Maybe that will help a lot. Yeah. I don't know how can we attract non-Bitcoiners to this thing? I don't know. It's very restricted to Bitcoin people. And I'm worried that other people that don't like Bitcoin, they will look at this and say, oh, this is a Bitcoin thing. And oh, everybody here is just talking about Bitcoin. I hate Bitcoin. And they want to
contribute. Interesting. Yeah. Huh.
All the California types, San Francisco people, they all hate Bitcoin, but I think they could like Nostr.
Yeah, we need to yeah, it's complex because you came to become a known entity in the development, open source development space through Bitcoin, through Lightning. And so you have a lot of that. And so Nostr picking up steam implies that a lot of folks are coming from that world. So I'm not sure. I think it's not opinionated, right? So it doesn't actually have to be Bitcoin. Maybe we'll see folks introduce other whatever shit coins to their own clients and their own relays, and maybe that'll be sort of like a starting event. But
shitcoins is still very close to Bitcoin. I'm thinking more like people that hate crypto and
in general.
If you go on Hacker News, every time someone mentions Bitcoin there's a flood of posts talking about global warming and these fake things.
I see. Yeah. I mean, we got a U.S. senator on Nostr now. You saw that?
Yeah, but that senator is very friendly to Bitcoin.
I know. I'm kidding. Yeah, we'll see, man. That's a challenge. I don't know that there's a clear path either. Maybe we need folks to build things that aren't Bitcoin related on Nostr, and that's how it would start. I just wanted to ask one last thing because I saw this went live on Demis. Was it earlier yesterday? With the tipping situation, so now they have the ability for a user to add a Lightning address or an LNURL pay to their profile. Is that how we're going to do tipping or payments in Noster long term? Like, do you have ideas? Do you? I know there's been some NIPS discussions on this, but is there really a path at which we could have, you know, not need to have an identifier like that, and I can just request, basically, like, can I get updates about a payment? Right? Do you get what I'm asking? Because if the payment happens off band, right? So when I click on your profile and I click on your Lightning address and I say, you know, pay, it pulls it up. The payment happens through my wallet, but nothing gets seen on the Noster side of things, right? There's no event saying, you know, Andre paid, good job. And that's fine for now, but is there a path at which, you know, payments become more of a standard? Is that something that's being discussed right now?
No, it's not being discussed, but William wanted, like, from what he said, he wanted to have an event published with your payment. You make a payment and you publish an event with a proof that you made a payment. But I don't think that works, because you could be faking. There's no way to check if the payment was really sent. No one can check that. And I think people would be able to check if the receiver had a node ID and signed the invoice with their node ID. So you could technically check, but people will not have node ID, so that doesn't work. Like, maybe with boat 12.
Yeah, interesting.
Still, people would have to have boat 12 IDs, and custodial providers would have to create a fake node ID for each person, for each user. LNTX bot used it to do that much long time ago. Yeah, but the idea that I had and I wrote on Twitter, because I don't use Noster, is is like, each person has a provider that accepts LNURL tips for them, and the client can query these providers. So they see a note from you, and they query, and they know you have a provider that's written somewhere in your metadata. So they query your provider, how many tips has this note received? And then they show that on your note. It's very gameable, but either way, it would be gameable. There's no way to ensure anything. Even if you use Bitcoin payments on chain, you could still pay yourself. And
I was going to say, you could always pay yourself. Yeah.
So I think this provider route is the simplest. It's practical. It's easy to do. And I think it would be the best. It doesn't flood the network with events that cannot be verified. But then some guy was asking on Twitter if I would accept what's the name of that thing? Bitcoin Cash payments. I said, I don't have to accept anything. You can do it.
Come on, man.
It can become a shitcoin thing. I hate these tips. I hate tips. I don't know why people like tips so much. But if people like it, they can have it.
Yeah, come and build it.
What do you think of that? I posted two tips. That Patreon, which is supposedly a website for giving, you give money to people that do stuff that you like. There's a discount scheme.
There's a discount?
Yeah, if you pay 12 months, you can pay just 10 months. Like, you get 2 months free.
Oh.
It's very weird, because you're giving money. You're not buying a service. You're giving money. But you give money with a discount.
Yeah, they productize everything, right? There's always a way to make money on top of that. Like, someone is having a margin on that, right? Like, the service provider is saying, 10% is our margin. So that's what they think. Yeah. Cool. We've been riffing for almost an hour, 50 minutes. Any final words?
Who's the next guest?
Andre
interviews.
Should we bring?
No. I will not be here. Like, you're the interviewer.
Oh,
I'm
God.
The guest.
No, it has to be both of us, or I'm not gonna have time. We need to bring someone new. Maybe we bring someone from the Noster side.
Maybe we just stop talking about Noster all the time.
We never talk about it anymore. We go back to being excited about Lightning.
Yeah. Lightning, that old thing.
Thing that no one cares about anymore. It's already reached decentralization, so no one cares about it. You know? any final words, anything to close out from your side, from the final words from the creator?
Well, I don't know.
That was so anticlimactic. Wow. you should be like,
my words are, stop using Noster and start building Noster stuff, because yeah.
Nice. Stop using and start building it. Love it. Sick. All right. I'm sure we will be back to record something in a future that's unknown. Someday we'll record. Did you know that the last episode was October 21st, 2021?
Really?
We only had over a year hiatus, so we're doing good.
Yeah. The importance is, like, you have to keep consistency. So if we record the next one in 1 year and in 2 months.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least it's consistent. Yeah. All right, man. We'll catch up later.
Bye.
Bye.